100 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.
Good morning, 8:23. Monday morning is here. Glad you are. 229 degrees on our way to a very nice 58 today.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And at 8:24, we are talking about weekend activities, and one in specific that will be held at Union Street Social. Orion Turner joining us to talk about this in more details. Orion, good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Well, we've got a unique spin on Valentine's Day, to say the least, coming up here. A drag brunch coming up on the 13th. What's going to be taking place?
Well, as many know, we have kind of started doing a series of drag shows here in Emporia, and something that's really popular in the cities and, you know, kind of more urban areas is drag brunch. And so we decided to bring that right to Emporia. So what's going to happen is it's a much more low-key event. You'll be able to order food, and then there will be five or so drag performers who will be performing their act for us.
And this is going to be, I understand that this is already sold out. What's the time going to be here for this?
2 p.m. At the Union Street Social with a $5 door fee.
Okay, and proceeds. What are the proceeds going to support here? Because this is not just an event for the public, but it sounds like this is also a fundraiser.
Yeah, so this is a fundraiser for the EHS Gender and Sexuality Alliance, meaning that all this money will go towards this high school organization, which mission statement includes preventing teen suicide, particularly in LGBTQ youth.
Orion, you'd mentioned here about this being pulled from, say, larger communities here, and obviously, you know, as far as events go, there really hadn't been a whole lot publicly here in town until last summer. What really changed, I guess, over the past, you know, couple of years from your perspective on this front?
Well, I think that's a loaded question for a couple of reasons. There had been a couple of shows before, but these shows became extremely popular for, I think, a number of reasons, but one being the youth in our community are so accepting and loving, and so I think the need for LGBTQ art and LGBTQ performance has become imminent.
So again, the Valentine's Day drag brunch coming up here at Union Street Social, 2 p.m. on Sunday, and there is a $5 door fee?
Correct.
Okay. What else is coming up here, Orion, on this front here, maybe later on in the year, and specifically as we get towards the summertime?
Right. So I just sat down and had a meeting with a group of people that we're working on planning the 2022 Pride Festival, which will be the second annual one. Last year we had that parade and that big show at the Burbank Cowboy, and this year we're going bigger and better. There will be drag shows, there will be a parade, there will be music performances, and it will be a really fun family event for the community.
When will that be?
It's the second weekend in June,
okay.
The 10th and 11th.
Okay, sounds good. Orion, if anybody wants more information about, even though it sounds like everything is full here for this weekend, in case folks would like more information about the brunch, how do they get that?
Well, they can call the Union Street Social. You're still able to sign up on a waiting list in case there's cancellations. So if you would like to go, I'd recommend getting on that waiting list. Also, there's information all over social media, whether that be the GSA social media or Visit Emporia or any of those things.
All right, Orion, thanks for your time this morning. Good luck with the event this weekend.
Thanks, Orion.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah, Orion Turner. Yeah, raising money for a good cause.
Yeah.
Right there.
Emporia High GSA, yeah. Again, with the drag brunch coming up on the 13th. Want to let you know, too, that tomorrow morning we will be having the Flint Hills Techno. Tech Talk. I'm having a hard time talking myself today. Flint Hills Technical College President Karen Daugherty joining us at 8:20 tomorrow morning. We'll have the Newsmaker 2 slot around 8:45. Wednesday, we'll have Department for Children and Families Secretary Laura Howard talking about a couple of programs. So in case you're having some issues with some bills, there is some state assistance that comes down from the federal government, but there is some assistance that can help you out. We'll go through those programs coming up at 8:20 here Wednesday.
Wednesday morning right here, KVOE Live and local sunshine, 29 degrees. Good morning. It's 8:28.
Pratt Industrial, the nation's leading manufacturer of industrial use valves, based right here in Emporia, and a division of Mueller Water Products, is seeking candidates for an inside sales representative. This person would be responsible for day-to-day quotes.